Welcome back this week. Wells is gone. He's abandoned me, but I have the lovely Caitlin Carter here to co-host in his place.
Hi.
we are giving Wells a hall pass because he just got engaged, and he and Sarah took a road trip up to Monterey to visit his family and to celebrate the engagement, so I guess we'll let it slide.
I got some big shoes to fill, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good at his job, I think.
Sometimes
I feel like the podcast is just mostly him, and I'm just here to like feed his ego and laugh at his jokes. But it works in my favor, so
that's called a partnership.
Yeah, exactly. But this is your favorite thing podcast, and besides shooting the shit, we talk about our favorite things.
Okay,
anything from music, movies, TV, random things like putting eye serum on with your ring finger, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So yeah, welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
We were just having a thrilling conversation over coffee about whether we fart and poo in front of our men. Because my sister was
astounded. And I guess they're going to find out now.
They're going to find out. My sister could not believe that I burp in front of my boyfriend. I see nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I don't do that either.
You don't?
No. Well, it's the same. To me, it's the same thing, right? Isn't it the same technically?
No.
It's all
as farting?
It's all gas, right?
It's all gas, but coming out of your mouth and coming out of your
butt. Well, yeah, for sure. Totally. One smells far worse than the other.
Way. I don't know. Part of me feels like, maybe not all guys, but some guys are like kind of impressed when a girl can burp well. They're like, yeah.
Really? So is that the kind of guy you're looking for?
I think so. But I have never farted in front of him, and I refuse to ever admit when I have to take a poo.
No. Brody and I have been together for going on six years now.
Yeah.
And he'll actually make it a mission to try to catch me in the act going to the bathroom, and he never has.
No.
If you ask him, he tells people. He kind of brags about it because I think he doesn't really want to know if I do. So he'll tell people he's never once found me, like nothing. Never.
Oh my God. That is so crazy. So does he brag about it when he goes?
But he'll do it in front of me. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
In fact, I even got a special toilet at our house.
No.
Yeah. I got a Toto. You know the Toto toilet?
What is that?
It flushes. It does everything for you. It's like got the heated seat.
Is it like Miley's in her bathroom?
I don't know.
Oh, I think she has that.
Does she?
I think so.
I haven't used that one.
It's definitely heated. Okay. And flushes for you.
Yeah. So, but do you know what the best part of it is?
No.
It has a charcoal filter.
Oh.
And a fan. So, like, whenever you sit down in the toilet, it immediately starts running the fan.
So it doesn't smell.
And it filters the smell out immediately.
Oh my
gosh. So you never have to smell anything. So this is like life changing for me.
That's
because
amazing.
Brody used to always go to the bathroom first thing in the morning.
Do you guys use the same bathroom?
Yeah.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I feel like I need my own bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, or you need a Toto.
Or I need a Toto, you're right.
The Toto, I'm telling you, I even got it for my parents for Christmas.
Because really?
It's literally life-changing.
Sounds like a great gift.
Yes.
You know what they should do? I'm a big poo-pourri guy. You ever use that stuff?
No.
What? Oh, gosh, you got to get it for traveling.
What is that?
It's this spray, and you spray it into the toilet before you go, and it masks the smell. Like, it doesn't smell at all. I keep a travel size in my purse at all times.
Does it smell like florals or, like, it has a scent?
There's
or it
different
just neutralizes
scents, yeah.
It?
No, it's actually a really good smell. I think the one I have is lavender.
Okay.
And it is a game changer.
And you travel with that?
Yeah, I keep it in my purse.
Really?
Like, sometimes I have to go number two on the airplane. Like, if I've had coffee that morning.
I know, but I don't really care about the other people on the airplane.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so self-conscious of coming out of the plane bathroom and then the next person going in and it smelling horrid and them knowing that
and
I
always,
did it.
You have to brush right past them too, so
yes.
You're like really, it's really intimate when you're switching.
It's horrible.
Okay, that's a good argument for it.
So,
but I feel like the plane bathroom always smells horrible no matter what.
Does.
So you kind
it
of
does.
Like,
yeah. But yeah, I can't, and I end up, I feel like I share hotel rooms a lot, like when I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I always bring friends with, and then I'm like, yeah, just crash with me. And then, like, I just don't want to stink up the bathroom. So, poo-pourri.
Well, try
my bell. I would ding it, because it's one of my favorite things.
Okay, there you go. And I guess mine would be a Toto.
A Toto, yeah.
There we go.
Ding, ding,
definitely
ding.
Definitely one
toto.
Of my favorites.
Yeah.
Have you tried doing, or I guess you probably haven't yet, but try doing a cleanse with your boyfriend. Like,
no.
At a cleanse place.
No.
Or you guys have to share the same hotel room.
No.
Yes, I have done that. And
how, wait,
still
how long
didn't get
you
busted.
Stay there?
For 6 days. Yeah.
Sounds hard.
I think that, yeah. I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail
about
it because
like,
it's kind of
go before
gross.
You shower? I feel like that's a good play.
You don't really have a choice when you're on the cleanse. Like, when you got to go and you got to go.
And he
so
never
you
caught
showering
you?
Like 5 times a day.
You're like, I just want to be really clean. Hi, Bean.
No, I mean, I would try to sneak off to like the lobby bathroom or do something like
Oh,
that.
that's a good idea.
But it's kind of the worst,
That's
especially in the
insane.
middle of the night.
Oh, you had to go in the middle of the night on the cleanse. No,
This
no, no,
place is
no, no.
amazing, though. Another favorite thing,
Really?
We
What's
Care Spa.
Be Care?
We
We
Care.
Care Spa
Yes.
in
It's
California.
in, yeah, it's in the desert. It's like out
Ooh,
by Palm Springs.
that sounds
It's
amazing.
really no frills, but you just do this cleanse and you do colonics the whole time.
Oh my, like how many?
You do one a day for 6 days
What?
or however long you want to stay. They have a 3 day program, a 6 day, and then you can do eight, and then you can do them back to back. Like some people will go for weeks in a row.
That's
Because if you want to
crazy.
lose weight, it's really good for that. Obviously, I didn't go for weight loss.
Colonics
It's
sound
just such a good
horrible.
reset. Yeah, it's
Do they
not
sedate you
fun.
at all?
No.
Oh, no, I can't
They
do
give
that.
you lavender essential oils on a paper towel to smell.
You know what they should do? So I've talked about it so much on this podcast, but I found this waxing place in Denver that puts you on laughing gas while you get waxed. It's
That's
phenomenal.
amazing. I
It's
need
the
that.
best invention.
Yeah, because that's
That's
why
what
I
they should
stopped
do.
getting waxes, because it's just so
Dude, I
painful.
know, but this place, it's like worth flying to Denver for, I swear. I did not, it didn't hurt
I would
at
fly to
all.
Denver for
I
that.
was like laughing during my wax.
Can we do
Had
like
a
a
great time.
layover
Yeah, we
sometime?
should do that on the way to Nashville.
I'm
Quick
still
flyover.
growing it out just in time to get there for the
I'm
wax.
serious. It's so genius, but I'm like, more people need to do this. So if they would give laughing
How is that
gas,
legal? I feel like that's weird.
this,
It's not something shady.
it's not. The girl that started it is, I think like an anesthesiologist or
Yeah,
something,
she must be. You
and
must
they're
have to.
certified. I think that's what she is, and
Okay.
they're certified to do laughing
That's
gas.
so cool.
Yeah, because my friend Adam is an anesthesiologist, and I was like, can we get a laughing gas tank at the house? Like, are you
Yeah,
certified for this?
seriously. This could be
Because it's
fun.
like so smart. But if
Wait, so did you
I,
actually do the wax
oh
with the
yeah,
laughing gas?
absolutely.
You did.
I had the time of my life.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
It's like just goes from horrible to the best time
Yes,
ever.
it was
Okay.
great. And the girl
I'm
did a great
going.
job. I
I'm
did it
going.
before I went to
Why
South
don't well, why
Africa.
don't we just open one here in LA?
We should.
That's a really good
So
idea.
my friend Adam that went with me, and he's the anesthesiologist. I told him like he would make a killing if he opened one in Nashville. So he should open one there and here, because wouldn't that do so
Oh,
well?
that would do very well here.
Yeah,
People love their
I know.
extracurricular
They
activities.
truly do, and they love a good wax. She was the girl was telling us actually that like the majority of her clients are men who come in
Oh,
and get
really?
like their
Oh,
chest
yeah.
waxed
You
and
know,
stuff.
oh, can you imagine how bad that would hurt if you didn't
Yeah.
have laughing
Oh, I
gas?
know. But it would do so well in LA.
Oh,
Men
yeah.
love to be hairless in LA, I feel.
Yeah, when you went in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna move off of all the disgusting
I know. I think we
topics.
just grossed everyone out
I know everyone's
immediately.
turned this off. They're like, this is
I
not
hope
this
no
far.
guys are listening to us.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
Not that it really
female,
matters,
pretty
but
females heavy
Okay, cool.
audience.
We're good.
Let's talk about some favorite things. The reason I'm really pumped for Caitlin to be on the pod is because she reads a lot, and I always talk about favorite books, and people, our listeners, like really love hearing our book recommendations.
Okay.
So I know you've been reading a few that I'm actually going to get and
Yes.
read soon. So
Yeah, so
which
as you
ones?
know, educated, I'm in the middle of reading,
Can you
which
tell us what
is,
it's about?
yeah, so it's a memoir about this woman who grew up in Idaho, and her family lived on a big ranch, and she was raised Mormon, I believe. And her dad was like a really big believer, and he kept their entire family at home. He didn't send any of them to school, so none of them had any formal education, and they didn't even actually homeschool either. So the kids were sort of responsible for coming up with their own ways to learn things. Their mom would help them out a little bit. Their mom's really interesting. She actually became a midwife on her own as
Oh,
well,
wow.
which was really
That
cool.
is
So she
cool.
kind of apprenticed as a midwife and then became one. And somehow, eventually, the woman who wrote the book ends up leaving home and attends Harvard and I think Brigham Young. And I think she goes to maybe Oxford as well. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far in the book yet. But it's just a story about how she came from nothing with no education. And now she's this amazing writer and she's so educated.
Educated, yeah. That's so crazy to me. Like that, I have so much respect for her because to have the motivation to want to learn after like not, you know, growing up and that not even being a thing.
Yeah, I mean, what happened, the things that happened in the book too. I mean, I don't want to give it all away, obviously, but it's just there's some really dramatic and intense things that happen, like so many injuries, and they also don't believe in medicine, like modern medicine, so everything is like you just have to heal yourself, and
Jeez.
yeah, it's intense.
I feel like what was the movie with Brie Larson that was kind of similar to this situation?
Room,
Room, right? Wasn't
but
that
that was
similar?
just she was kidnapped. It wasn't really the same at all.
Maybe I'm thinking
actually.
Of something different. Maybe I'm thinking
that's
of a
the only movie.
Movie
I can think of that has Brie Larson in it, but maybe I know she's been in a bunch.
I don't know. Ignore me. I feel like I
but Room was also really good.
Yeah,
I read that book as well.
You did. Mm-hmm. Was the book better than the movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it always is.
Always. I hate that. That's why sometimes I feel like it's better to watch movies and then read the book, mm-hmm. so you're not disappointed by the movie. Mm-hmm. You know.
And then Burial Rites, I recommended to you, which has a movie coming out as well.
So what's that one about?
And I think that's Kate Blanchett. Actually, that's Where'd You Go, Bernadette. Have you read that one? Okay,
no.
Sorry. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've got like a whole roster of books.
Tell us.
So Where'd You Go, Bernadette, that's going to be coming out, I think, in a month, the movie. Mm-hmm. But the book is about this a young girl and her mom just one day disappears. And then it's the whole story of where did her mom go and why. And it's really interesting.
Wow.
They go on a voyage all around the world to find her mom. And she and her dad do. It's really cool.
That's really cool. And it's a true story, right?
That one's not a true story. No. It's just really good.
Okay.
And then Burial Rites. Uh-huh. Is like a historical drama, but I don't think that's a true story either, but it's the one that's based in Iceland, mm-hmm. with the woman who's found guilty of murder and witchcraft, mm-hmm. and yeah, the story of what happens to her.
I have to read that one.
That one you're going to love
because
you've been to Iceland.
For...
Like,
oh,
you'll
yeah.
recognize so many. Because I didn't know that D-O-T-T-I-R at the end of an Icelandic word, it's like dotir. Uh-huh. It's in the name of a bunch of towns and like first names and last names because it means... so-and-so's daughter.
Oh.
But I never knew that. And same with son, which is kind of more obvious. But, like, mm-hmm. when son is at the end of a name, that means that it's, like, if it's Ericsson, then it's Eric's son.
Huh.
Which is
that's cool.
Yeah. So then when you're in Iceland, you see all these names. And you're like, oh, okay. You kind of understand the lineage. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I'm such a sucker for a crime thriller book.
Oh, you'll love it.
They're my
you'll
favorite.
Love it. Yeah.
So speaking of that, I told you guys last week, I started a book called Trust Me. That's like a crime fiction book, fiction,
Trust
not
me.
True. Yeah. It's called Trust Me. And it's written by Bean. Bean is stepping all over. it is a, it's fiction, but it's written by a woman who I think one of my listeners actually told me that she's a real reporter in Boston. Mm-hmm. So this book, she wrote it from the perspective of the lead in the book is a reporter who's writing a novel about a true crime that she's watching,
okay.
like watching the court case on television. Mm-hmm. So it's like a really cool perspective. But
yeah, that does sound really cool.
I'm almost done with it, and I still don't know what's going on, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Where there's been so many twists along the way that I'm like, I definitely don't see the ending coming because I don't know what's happening.
That's the best. Well, that's yeah. when you have a good writer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So highly recommend. As soon as I finish it, I'll tell you guys next week how I liked it after I hear the ending.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that one next.
Highly recommend. And then I have Recursion in my bag to read on the plane today. Have you ever heard of Blake Crouch?
No.
He wrote a book called Dark Matter that I am obsessed with. Like, to this day, I say it's my favorite fiction book I've ever read. Mm-hmm. And then he just came out with a new book called Recursion. And it's already been bought by Netflix to be a movie and a series.
Oh, wow.
He also, I don't know if you,
so
did
this
you
is
ever?
What you're about to read?
I'm about to read it, yeah. Did you ever watch Wayward Pines?
No.
On Fox? It's a TV series.
No.
And it was based on a novel he wrote.
I need to watch more TV.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be saying that. But I feel like lately I need to.
I always feel like that because when Wells is here, he literally every week, I feel like, watches like 3 or 4 new shows. I'm like,
right.
How do you find the time?
Well, I was going to ask you how you find so much time to read. Because even though
because
I love
fly
to read,
so much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's all I do.
So you don't get the Wi-Fi on the plane. You
no.
just go for the book.
Yeah.
See, I need to be more, I need to be stronger and just stick with that.
Oh my
gosh. Because I'll always start reading the book and then I get a half an hour in and I'm like, what's going on my phone?
What's going on my phone?
Yeah, I'm an addict.
I just feel like the Wi-Fi on planes never works very well and I'm always so mad at myself that I paid so much for it.
Yeah.
So I just stopped getting it.
I know. It is kind of annoying that you have to pay all that.
I know.
But also, we need more time away from our phones.
We do.
I'm really trying to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
It seems like we're finally at a point where people realize we're on our phones too much.
Yeah.
You know, like even like Miley walked in last night or was it this morning? I can't remember. And we were both on our phone. She goes, cool, guys, what's up? And it's we were both.
And I didn't even notice that she said that.
Yeah.
So
and I was
go.
Like, sorry. But like, I think it's good that we call each other out for that now and like and notice it because.
Yeah. I actually, spending time with her, I feel like I'm on my phone less because she's pretty good about it, actually.
She is really good about it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen on your phone where you can look at the amount of time that you spend actually, like how much screen time you have?
It's scary.
I haven't looked because I'm too scared.
Well, some people have it where it reminds them and tells them every week how many hours they've been on their phone. And I can't have that on because it's depressing to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to do it and not feel guilty. I don't need anybody to make me feel worse.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I want to share with you guys one of my new favorite things. It's called Feels. It's a premium CBD that gets delivered right to your doorstep. If you're not familiar with CBD, it is proven to reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I've actually been using CBD for a long time on my horse, Ever. She has a chronic inflammatory disease, and giving her the CBD daily has really helped manage her pain and reduce the inflammation in her body. So I've started taking it as well. Feels is great because it comes in a little dropper and you just place a few drops underneath your tongue and you really feel the effects within minutes. My favorite thing is to take CBD right before bed because sometimes I have a really hard time sleeping through the night. If I wake up, sometimes I toss and turn, or if I'm stressed about what I have to do the next day, I end up waking up way earlier than I need to. And taking CBD before bed really helps me relax and get a better night's sleep. Feels offers hassle-free membership programs that are guaranteed to help you feel your best month after month or your money back. It's really simple. Feels is the new natural, healthy, better way to feel better. If you join the Feels community, you get Feels delivered direct to your door every single month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel anytime. For our YFTers, we're offering a special discount for you guys. If you become a member, you get 50% off your first order. Become a member today by going to feels.com/YFT and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, FEALS.com/YFT to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/YFT. All right, it's the middle of summer, and if you don't have your summer bod now, it's definitely not too late to start working on it. I know that I'm still working on mine. It makes it really hard when I'm traveling to maintain a consistent workout schedule, but with OpenFit, I can actually work out right from my computer anywhere that I'm at, and they have one of my favorite workouts ever, which is ExtendBar. If you don't know about ExtendBar, it's a fitness phenomenon from trainer Andrea Rogers, and she's helped countless people lose weight. I love bar classes because they sculpt lean muscle and they build strength without bulk. It's really honestly one of my favorite workouts. After just 30 days of doing ExtendBar's dynamic mix of cardio, Pilates, and ballet fundamentals, you can be leaner, stronger, and look and feel like a dancer for free. It's really awesome. I promise you guys, I've been doing ExtendBar for years now. There's actually a studio in Franklin, Tennessee, where I live. And so I like to go into the studio when I'm home, but when I'm not, being able to do this workout on OpenFit is a complete game changer. You can use OpenFit on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, even a Roku. It really is easy to use. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our YFTers can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text YFT to 303030. You get full access to OpenFit, all of the workouts, and the nutrition information totally free. Again, you just text YFT to 303030. Also, just so you guys know, we have a lot of people sending us messages and asking where they can find the promo codes for all of this stuff. I know a lot of times you guys are driving or you're at work while you're listening and can't write things down. So if you want any of these promo codes or any more information on any of the ads or the products that we've advertised, you can actually find everything in the episode notes on iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast. When it gives the breakdown or summary of the episode, we usually write all of the promo codes and information in those notes. And you can also find all the info on the YFT podcast Instagram account, which is just at YFT podcast. So speaking of TV, you don't really watch much TV. You don't really have time to.
I mean, I do, but I think that I just don't watch as much as apparently everyone else does because I hear about all these shows all the time that I've never even heard of.
What shows do you to watch?
There is a lot out now.
Yeah.
I watched The Handmaid's Tale. I love that.
Love that. Are you caught
up?
Yeah,
okay, there you go. No.
Oh, you got to catch up.
I think I have one episode I need to watch.
Okay, but you've watched this season, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are complaining about it and saying it's not good. What do you think about
it? I like it.
You do too? I do too.
I wonder what. Well, maybe you know because you've watched the heavy. Are you like fully caught up?
I might not have seen the last week.
Okay.
But
what's going to happen with Nicole?
I don't know. And I was starting to like.
Yes.
What's her face?
Yes.
What's her name?
The
really pretty
the
girl.
Commander's wife.
Yes. I was starting to really like her and
Me
now
too.
She's blowing it.
I thought she was going to have a full turnaround and come
Me
back
too.
And like lead the women's empowerment
Me too.
Thing. Because that's her whole.
And
that was the point of it in the first place, wasn't it?
Can we talk about how this hottie in Canada is like trying to get with her and give her a new life? And she's just like,
he just wants to take her to Hawaii.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? Get on it.
I know. But the commander's kind of hot in a weird way.
He is, but he's a freak. And this other guy seems very put together.
It is. Why did they make a rule that they can't have sex like outside of just with the handmaids. Like, why would they do that to themselves?
I don't know.
They can't have sex for fun.
It's insane.
It is insane. I don't know.
It's scary.
Maybe she'll, maybe Mrs. Waterford, that's her name.
Mrs. Waterford,
maybe
yeah.
Mrs. Waterford will have a change of heart. And,
like, I hope so. I really want her to redeem herself.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm freaked out.
I know.
But also I get a little bit annoyed with Elizabeth Moss's character, like the amount of things she does that are so dangerous.
So dumb.
Like, how are you, I mean, and she gets away with it.
I know.
It's a little hard to believe.
That's what I was going to say. That's the only thing I'll say about this season is it's getting a little more unbelievable than the first season was, for sure.
Yeah. Like, she's not getting – everybody else gets hanged if they, like, talk back or do anything bad. And she just nonstop is, like, running away, getting in trouble, giving kids away, like, sending them to Canada, and then she's just fine.
Oh, it's so annoying. Okay, this is kind of a spoiler if you're not caught up, so maybe just, like, plug your ears. No, what I'm about to say, I don't know about the rest of it, but
that was a spoiler,
freaking,
actually.
Freaking Aunt Lydia, she, oh, man, like, that girl was this close to killing her, and I was like, come on!
I know, how did she not?
Because the guy shot her real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then she, because she, like, hesitated. Man, yes. It was so close. I can't wait for Aunt Lydia to go.
Yeah.
She bugs.
But see, Aunt Lydia, yeah, she drives me crazy too. Did you ever watch The Leftovers?
Yes, and she's in that.
She's in that.
That's a
and
great
she's
show.
She's just as crazy in that.
She was. She plays crazy really well.
Yeah, really well.
The Leftovers was a great show, and it ended.
That's probably my favorite show I've ever watched.
Really? Yes. Yeah, I liked it too.
I don't know what it is, but, like, so on DirecTV, on the New Age channel, they I always put it on when I get a massage.
Nice.
For some reason.
And just listen?
I just listen to the New Age channel.
That's so funny.
And they always play the Leftovers theme song, and it, like, brings me back to when I watched that show. And
it's
for some
so
reason,
good.
It's super nostalgic for me.
And I love Justin Theroux. I think he's so good in that.
Yeah, I thought he was hot after watching that. I never
so
knew before.
Hot.
I didn't know he was hot before.
Yeah. But I was sad that they didn't continue that show because I really liked it. And I just feel like people didn't really know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I would ask people if they've seen it, they're like, I've never even heard of that
show.
I
know.
So weird.
People still say the same thing to me. My mom is the one who told me. She
really?
Got me to it. Yeah. And I was so glad she did. And I binged it. Like, I watched it
I did
probably
too.
Last year.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched it late too. And then once the new season came out, I watched it in real time. I know. She's cracking me up. We're hanging with the dogs right now. Little Bean. Little Beanie Baby.
Little Bean loves to cuddle.
She's so funny. Have you, do you not watch Stranger Things?
I watched the first season.
You watched the first season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this last night.
Yeah.
Did you guys start season three last night?
No. What did we watch last night? Oh, United States of Tara.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
<haven't>?
No.
Oh, it's interesting. It's about a woman with split personality disorder. Has Miley not told you about this?
No, but Miley and I have very different taste in television.
Yeah, well, so do we.
We talked about this on the plane in the UK. Remember, her and Jesse were like, how do you guys not watch Housewives? And what's the other one? Like, RuPaul, and then there was one more.
Pose.
Like Miley and Jesse watch all of this reality TV, and we were saying, like, you're either a reality TV person or you're not.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you either watch all of it and love all of it, or...
Although, I love a good reality TV show if it's somewhat educational. Like, I've been getting Miley into this, too. Born This Way. I tell everyone about this.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Okay, it's about these kids who live here. Well, most of them live here in L.A., and they all have Down syndrome. And they're so interesting, and the show is so good. It's so inspiring, and it's like a feel-good show.
Oh, cool.
It's so good.
What network is it on?
It's on A&E.
A&E makes great
TV. And it's funny. They do – yeah, they've won so many Emmys for this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I actually don't know why more people don't know about it because it's, like, a really, really good show.
Hmm.
So I like that kind of thing. Like, I'll watch Nat Geo. I'll watch – that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
But
stuff
I just
too.
Don't like the arguing and fighting and all
I
that
know.
on Housewives.
No.
That's not real life. Like, nobody has time for all that,
mm-mm.
You know?
Totally. I was asking the YFTers last week about the show Yellowstone because I've been interested to watch it and I haven't yet. Have you watched it at all?
Is that the Yellowstone Live one? Or
no,
is
it's scripted.
Oh.
It's a scripted show. I forget what network it's
Nat
on.
Geo. Like Yellowstone Live. Love it.
I know. That one sounds good too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to Yellowstone next month. So
right.
I was like, I've been like looking, like researching a lot on Yellowstone, but I noticed that there's the TV show with Kevin Costner, the scripted show. And so like all of my, like tons of the listeners for YFT wrote me and DM'd us and said that the show is amazing and that I have to watch it. So as soon as I'm finished.
What network's that on? Or is it on Netflix
or it's on, I think, USA.
Okay.
And USA does a lot of great TV also.
Mm.
So it's next on my list to start binging because I want to watch it before I actually go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, you should for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's like I told my sister, she's going to London this summer, and I was like, you have to watch The Tudors before you go.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh my God. Another favorite of
all time.
There's
just so much TV. There's not enough time.
I know. I love how I was like, I never watch TV. and now I can't stop listening to TV shows.
That's so funny.
But The Tudors was so good. That's an older one, though. I think they probably wrapped it up like 5 or 6 years ago, but it's all about King Henry VIII and all the women, all his wives that he killed, basically.
Oh my gosh, that sounds
so good.
So you
learn the whole history of the Tower of London. So then when you go to London, it's like extra special.
I love how you're like this like undercover like bookworm nerd like history buff, like because you're just so cute and just like who would have thought that you love history and,
I love history.
I love that so much.
That's my favorite thing. I think
that's amazing. I don't have a bell with me because I flew to LA last minute. We usually ring a bell when we say favorite things. But I'm jealous because in school history was my least favorite subject.
Well, there's just something. Like, have you been to the Colosseum? I don't know. There's certain places that you go where I feel like you can just feel the energy from everything that's happened there over the and when you know more about it, the more you're educated about it,
I get that.
The more you're just connected with like the I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what it is about it that I love. I think it's just the fact that we're only going to be alive for so long. Mm-hmm. And then to think about all the people before us who were there in that exact spot, it's just cool.
That is really cool. I will say, like, getting to travel and visit some of the historical places, like, changes it for me. There was just something about just, like, reading everything out of a book that I just couldn't – it didn't hold my attention in school. And
what was your favorite subject in school?
Chemistry.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's so hard, though.
I loved math. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so, like,
unique.
Balancing equations and stuff was like my favorite thing.
No. Yes.
What? I know.
So you must like things to be very linear then.
Yes.
You're like, okay.
Very.
Yeah, not abstract.
Yeah, because like the thing I love about like balancing chemical equations is like you can always do it. Like it always works out. Like there's always a way. And same with like algebra and stuff. Like there's a formula and then there's always an answer. Even if you can't find it, like it's there and you just gotta keep working.
Like I don't like that at all.
That's so
funny. I don't want to have to figure out the one answer. I want to be able to like go all over the place and be creative.
I love that though.
Yeah, those would have been my hardest classes, math and chemistry.
Well, we should have been a team then because
I know.
You can help me with history.
When I was in I did like all my pre-med courses in college because I thought that maybe I wanted to go to medical school. And that was by far the most impossible. Like
really?
All the chemistry.
Yeah.
So hard. I think that's what keeps a lot of people out of, like, keeps them from moving going. Because you had, those are requirements. Like, you have to do it, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And you should, as a doctor, you should have had to do that. But for me, it was like, ugh, brutal.
So you, what about, like, biology? Did you love all that?
I love biology.
Oh my gosh.
And I loved, what's the class, human anatomy, I guess it's called, when we would do all the dissecting.
Like, I was just about to say.
I love dissecting.
I cannot do that. Like, when we had to do the frog in high school, I literally threw a fit and called it animal abuse and somehow got out of it.
We had to do a cat.
I would never.
Really?
I would be like, I have a pet cat. I cannot do this.
No, I loved it.
That's
insane. I used to volunteer at a vet's office, too, and I would watch all the surgeries.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, as a kid, I always thought I wanted to be a vet. And now, like, the one thing I have a hard time with my horses, like, I'm so good at horse care. Like, I know so much, but I cannot give shots. Like, it's the one thing I still, like, just
Do it for you.
Don't like doing.
I love it.
I need to learn so bad. I mean, it's, like,
To give a shot? Really?
Yeah, it's scary.
I thought you were going to say maybe if they got an injury.
Oh, no. I can, like, blood doesn't bother me.
Really?
Like, I can,
but
like,
giving a shot.
But giving the shots just
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. Because as a kid,
Are you okay
terrified.
Getting a shot yourself?
No. As a kid, like, my mom will tell you, people, like, 3 or 4 nurses had to hold me down for shots as a kid.
Aww,
I was terrified. I know.
So you probably can't get blood drawn either. Are you
okay
with that?
No, I'm terrified.
Yeah, that scares me too. There's something freaky about watching it. Ugh.
It's scary to think like to watch them take so much blood out of your arm and be like, and I'm okay
and
without all
you're
that
still
blood.
Walking.
Yeah,
I know.
I know it is weird. But maybe I'd be better about it now because I have gotten a lot better. Like I used to be really scared of the dentist. And now that I've discovered like laughing gas, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as you guys get me high enough before you start putting needles in my gums,
isn't that
I'm
the case
good.
For anything, though?
Yeah.
As long as you're high enough, it's fine.
It's so true. It is a game changer, though.
I can't believe we just said that.
I mean,
I get people writing in and they're like, you really shouldn't talk about laughing gas as a recreational thing. I'm like,
so this
I'm
is
not,
a regular thing with you.
It's totally regular. I'm like, I'm not saying it's a recreational thing. I'm just saying that it truly eases my anxiety about any
kind
of like.
It does. And that's that's actually the purpose for it.
Totally.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Totally. And it's not like I do it at home, although if
although
I could.
You would.
But it like, I used to be so fearful of things, and the fact that it makes me less fearful to go to the dentist.
I kind of want you to become a vet. I think that would be so cute.
In another life, I could have,
yeah,
but
you still could.
I know. I'd have to go back to school for so many years.
Well, do you know, I don't know if you know Dr. Lisa at Malibu Coast Dental.
No.
She only became a vet like 10 years ago.
Really?
She's 50.
Oh my gosh.
55. Yeah.
I feel like I would be so sad when you'd have to put the animals down.
I know.
That sounds hard.
But I actually feel like on the flip side, you understand like all the science and everything behind it, mm-hmm. and it becomes less emotional, and yeah. you have a better, because I used to, when I volunteered at the vet's office, I would see them do that sometimes, mm-hmm. and I actually felt better about it when it came time to put our
really?
Child dog down. Yeah. Just because I understood it's like, we're actually helping them, and you know, I mean, it's never going to be easy.
No.
I know,
sad.
It's the worst. It's like the second I get a puppy, I start thinking about that. It's so
I
depressing.
Know. It's so sad to me. Like, that we just, like, the animals just don't live as long as us, and it makes it so hard.
Why is that? Why would you create
I
an
don't
animal
know.
That's your best, that's supposed to be best know. Friends with humans, and then they don't
It's
live
so
that
weird.
Way. Maybe so you can have multiple best friends throughout your life.
That's a good point.
They
I all like
bring
that.
Bring something new to you.
Positive side to it.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can't have you here without talking about the hills.
I know, I was going
to
say, we don't have Wells here to grill me on
I know.
The hills.
Actually, you should be thankful, because he probably would grill you.
I'm surprised he didn't send you in some questions. I wanted to be grilled. I
you
it.
Did?
I like to get, yeah,
oh,
I like
now
to get
I feel
juicy.
Bad. I did watch episode one,
yes.
so that I had at least knew
Which
a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like, so when you guys shot the hills, did they shoot a pilot first and then wait a while before they shot the rest of the season, or did you shoot it all at once?
No, we shot it all at once.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, I'm not sure what their initial plan was for the direction they were going with this new show. I know they wanted to do something different than they did with the original. Did you mm-hmm. watch the original?
I did watch the original.
So you know how the original was filmed kind of like almost like a movie?
Mm-hmm.
It was like really beautifully shot.
It
didn't
was.
Look like today's reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
So initially that's what they told us they were still going to be doing. And then I think somewhere along the line they decided they wanted it to be a little bit more Real Housewives vibes.
Okay.
and we had already signed on at that point, so uh-huh. it's kind of interesting. So they sort of changed the direction like halfway through. So we ended up shooting for a really long time, and they added in green screen interviews. So we're doing these like little interview moments throughout the show, which is different from the original. Mm-hmm. So we have been filming since October of last year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And you're
it's
still
pretty
filming?
Wild. Mm-hmm. I actually think I filmed. I think I'm done.
Okay.
I filmed
goodness.
Last week.
Wow.
Some interviews, and
That's
I think
crazy.
I'm done.
That's so crazy.
But you know what's so crazy about it is that it starts out that they kind of have – they're not scripting. The show's not scripted, mm-hmm. but they're sort of setting up these scenarios because they need people to have some yep. kind of interesting interactions. Mm-hmm. And then as the show gets going, you're spending so much time around all these people that like real drama actually mm-hmm. starts to happen. So
and they
now,
love that.
And
Producers
they oh,
love that.
Of course,
yeah.
of course. But now I feel like there's so much more interesting, crazy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
outside of the show, like now that we're not filming that stuff, that I'm like, let's get back to doing it. Because mm-hmm. I think that initially they brought everybody back together and it had been 10 years since anyone had seen each other. So there just wasn't, it was more like,
and that's
oh.
real. Like everyone really didn't see each other for 10 years.
Pretty much. Like we would run into people here and there, but that's it.
That's
Nobody
crazy.
Really hung out. Yeah, because, you know, Spencer and Heidi kind of like made themselves the biggest villains, like the most hated mm-hmm. people in the world, which I think was their goal.
Right.
But then once they achieved it, they were like, wait, we can't we go anywhere.
This.
We have nowhere to go.
yeah.
So they ran away to Santa Barbara, and they were living up there for a long time. Audrina's down in Orange County. Like, everybody kind of just spread and went – everybody went their own directions.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got us all back together, we were actually all, like, super stoked to be together and, like, let's just have fun. This is going to be great. And the producers are like, no. It can't be like this.
It can't be
it's
like
gotta
this.
It's got to be crazy. Like, this yeah. is not going to work. So it took a little while. So I think they decided to kind of scrap some of the stuff that we shot at the beginning because mm-hmm. it just didn't – you know, it wasn't compelling. It wasn't interesting. So,
you.
Yeah. So we ended up filming more and – here we are.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So obviously with me only watching episode one, yeah. I like don't really know.
I know. I wish you had seen more because it's gotten better as mm-hmm. the season has gone. Like it's just, there's more, we would have more to talk about. Because the first episode was really just intros.
Yeah, it was.
But whatever.
My mind is blown that Misha Barton's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeah. were her and Stephanie really friends before? Or did they kind of stage that to make it make sense that she's on the show?
I don't know.
Because that's how it seems to me.
That's kind of funny that you could tell that.
I mean,
well, actually, so Misha and Brody knew each other best.
They did. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
From years ago. But I think that they were trying to convey that in the, like when we initially started filming, mm-hmm. this is stuff that they reshot.
Okay.
So when they initially started filming, they had Brody intro Misha to the show. Oh. But it just, I think it just didn't go along with the way that the rest of the story came together.
Huh.
So then they just put Stephanie and her together.
Got
and,
you. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. But Misha, I think that people will, I told her this too, because, you know, she gets a really bad rap.
She like, does.
Yeah. Like every article that I've seen about the show, everybody's kind of just shitting on the fact that she's on there.
Really?
Well, I think just because she's had such a successful career.
Yeah.
And then nobody's seen her in a little while. So, like, maybe the expectations are really high. Mm-hmm. But she's really cool. She's, like, a very down-to-earth, sweet person. She's been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I hope
she's our age.
Yeah.
She is, right?
I think she's Brody's age. She's, like,
that is crazy. Oh, she is. So she's a little older. I was going to say, because that would make her, like, very young on the OC. Like, she had to be really young.
I think she was, like, 17 or 18.
That's crazy.
She might be our age. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
But she's definitely grown and learned a lot over the years, and I think that it'll be nice for people to see that side of her, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And she's been through a lot, like, in her family and in just in Hollywood. You know, I kind of feel like she's, like, that classic tale, but fortunately she's come out the other side, okay?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Her voice is just so iconic. Like, I can't hear her and not hear Marissa.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
Well, that, you know, I want, yeah. I'm sure that's a problem for her, too, because that's probably how most people feel.
Yeah. I feel bad even saying that because I know, like, Miley's been through that because Miley's voice is so unique, too. Like, for the longest time, everyone was like, they would literally be like, oh, yeah, your sister Hannah. And I'm like, that's not her name.
Your sister Hannah?
Oh, my God. Like, to this day, sometimes people still say that to me. And I'm like, that's not real. Like, stop it. And what really drives me crazy, to totally go off topic, I have a gray horse. And I can't tell you how many times people are like, is that Blue Jeans? And
was
I'm like, are
you
guys insane?
Okay, I was like not that era or whatever. I don't know. I think I was like 2 or 3 years ahead. I always tell her that because I'm like, don't be offended. I never knew. I never was like, I
no,
didn't
No, that's
know
probably
Hannah
why
Montana.
She likes hanging out with you because you don't know anything about the Hannah Montana thing.
I'm a super fan now, but back then, perfect. I wasn't.
So in the Hannah Montana movie, she rode a gray horse named mm-hmm. Blue Jeans.
Okay.
And I think he actually might have even been on the show some too. But I'm like, first of all, you guys, like,
so
that's
people
not
think the
real.
Horse now. Yeah.
They think Ever is Blue Jeans. And I'm like, not only was that not real, but if you used your brain a little bit, Blue Jeans will be dead by now.
Definitely be dead. Yeah.
But anyway, so I get why that has to be really, really annoying. And now I feel bad for even saying it. But I say it out of love because I freaking loved The OC.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, what a great show.
Trust me, it's hard for me to not like always want to ask her questions about filming The OC. But she's so over talking about it, I think.
Oh, she has to be.
She's so over it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so because it's all I've seen, I'm just curious, like the scene of you and Brody sitting outside your house in Malibu, like – it was a very confusing because it seemed like when we talked about it, you were like, yeah, he slept in his truck. And then he kind of makes it seem like he was sleeping in the house and then went to sleep in his truck. And I was confused about that.
So, okay, what happened was he had to film for the show the night before. Mm. So he went to Hyde because that's one of the guys from the show, like runs the club Hyde.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Frankie Delgado.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Frankie runs Hyde. And so they all went out to Hyde together. And it was like Brody, Spencer, Frankie, the reunion. Mm-hmm. And I think Misha was there and Audrina.
Okay.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Boll & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Bull & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bullandbranch.com. That's Bull & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE thing.
And
why didn't you go?
Well, because they wanted the original cast be together. Well, so maybe Misha wasn't there. Maybe it was Stephanie and Audrina. I don't know. But anyway, they didn't even use the girls in the scene at the end of the day. But so he went out to this, to the club, was out late, came home at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I had been kind of tossing and turning all night, knowing that the next day we had to start shooting for the show.
And really early, right?
Like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So he comes in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he'd been out with the guys filming that whole time. Jeez. And he came in and he was feeling chatty at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was just like, I was not having it.
Yeah.
So I just told him, like, leave me alone. I need to sleep. And that just made him unhappy.
Oh, boy.
So he decided.
Then he went to sleep in the truck.
So he went to sleep in the guest house. And then I came out a couple hours later to wake him up to tell him the production company was coming. And I was like, okay, I've got to go get coffees for us. And he was over filming at that point because obviously, like, I would be too.
Yeah.
He was starting to feel hungover. And so by the time I got back with coffee, he was hiding in the truck because he didn't want the production company to find him. So, I mean, it is kind of comical in hindsight.
So is this – because obviously you weren't on the original season of The Hills. Is this the first TV you've ever done? Or have you been on TV before?
Not really.
Not really.
I did a little bit of filming for the Kardashians when Brody and I first started.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Dating, because he was on the show at the time.
Yeah,
but it was like really minimal, and I don't think I've done anything besides that.
So do you find it hard to have cameras around, and like, do you feel like you're watching what you say, or do you feel like you say too much, does it affect you at all?
It was awkward for a second, and then I was totally comfortable because what I did was my whole philosophy was like, I'm just gonna be myself. Like, I'm gonna say exactly what I would normally say. Like if I'm upset with somebody, whatever the case, I'm just going to say exactly what I'm thinking. So as the season goes on, it definitely gets more real and more intense, and I'm actually kind of excited because I feel like at the beginning I was just sort of like going along with whatever, and I was a little shy. And then by my green screens the other day, I was like screaming.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see.
Not screaming, but like worked up.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty intense. The production people were like, whoa, okay, this is good.
Yeah, but they loved it.
Because the cast got really, there were just parts during the season when we were filming where some of the topics were really invasive. Mm-hmm. And I think things that people shouldn't have been talking about on the show, but they're on the show now. Mm-hmm. So my interviews the other day were all, like, recapping all of that. So it was pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll have to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to start watching for sure. I remember when I did the show with my mom. I was so paranoid that they were going to like trick us into like talking about things we wouldn't talk about or say things we wouldn't normally say or have drama when we normally wouldn't, that I think I was too careful and too guarded to where I just probably seemed a little boring because I wish I could have been more myself, but I was just so, I literally think because I've been so scarred hearing my friends from The Bachelorette talk about how
they edit you.
Yes. And then I was just so paranoid about it that I kind of clammed
up. Well, even that scene that morning with Brody, it's like, you're not allowed to talk. We're not allowed to break the fourth wall. So we can't be like, well, we were supposed to be filming this morning and he was filming last night. You can't explain any of that. So it just kind of seems random, you know?
Totally.
And it's true. The scenes I've seen, I'm like, I said that or that word. They totally changed that around. At one point, I was talking about someone else, and they made it sound like I was talking about Brody.
Oh.
So there's all kinds of things like that. Yeah. But it's a show at the end of the day. And if I do back the producers wanting to make it really good.
Yeah, totally.
So it's kind of like if you're going to sign on to do it, you just sort of have to have that mindset that it doesn't really matter what's on the show.
Yeah. I'm glad that you seem so like cool about it all.
And now
I think that's so good. Now
I've been through some phases.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But like 9 months later, I'm doing okay.
Sure. All right. Anything else you want to add about it, or anything you want to?
I don't think so.
plug or talk about? Or?
No, I don't think so. Nothing current. All right. That exciting. But thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on and getting up early.
Yeah.
I know
No, I'm an early bird. This is easy.
Yeah, I am too. I've actually been up since 7. Yeah. When I come out here, I get up so early because Nashville is two hours later. And I'm always like, I'm up. And no one else is up.
Yeah, same. I know, it drives her crazy.
All right, guys. Wells will be back next week. I'll actually be back in LA next week, and Wells and I will be in studio together, which will be really fun. So maybe I can grill him a little more about his engagement and how all that's been. But thanks for hanging, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, see you guys next week. Love ya.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of the Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.